KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Mo Kelly Show. Eddie Van Halen was arguably the best guitarist the world has ever known. I get it. It's impossible to compare guitarists across genres, but Rolling Stone magazine had him as the sixth best rock guitarist and eighth overall. And I mean this as disrespectfully as possible. No f***ing way. And this isn't empty praise after someone's death to elevate one's career memory in an undeserved manner. This is because Van Halen physically performed in a way which was never done prior and not since. His level of virtuosity has never been seen or duplicated, no hyperbole. What's less often discussed is that he had three different patents which impacted how the guitar was played, including one to help someone who may have been missing a finger, as did his father, saying nothing of his signature guitar, Frankenstrat, which he built himself. That's like Michael Jordan having three basketball patents on top of his illustrious career and creating his own basketball. Some of Eddie Van Halen's history you know, some you may not, but his early start as a classically trained pianist set the stage, no pun intended, for the musicality of how he played, from the arpeggios to the scales, which ran the length of the neck of his guitar. Guitar wasn't even Eddie's first or second instrument. It was his third after trading drums for guitar with his brother Alex on his suggestion, meaning he ended up on guitar as a convenience and afterthought, not even his thought. Piano, drums, and guitar are wildly different disciplines. What made Eddie Van Halen, in my view, the greatest rock guitarist and arguably the greatest guitarist of all time is that he was unequaled in his virtuosity and spoke to his audience not only through his instrument, but the songs he wrote as a songwriter. He will be remembered as an American rock legend, but some don't know or choose to forget he was the son of Indonesian and Dutch parents, and he came to America not knowing a word of English in the 1960s. He was subjected to the consistent and virulent racism of the era and an alcoholic father to complicate life at home as a child. Music was his refuge. People sometimes also forget that he was the main songwriter for Van Halen. He wasn't just the lead guitarist for the group. He was driving the bus creatively for the group. And you can't call yourself a rock guitar fan if you've not heard some version of the greatest guitar solo ever, Eruption. Thank you. Whereas Van Halen was known worldwide by the year of 1982, their appeal was largely just within the rock genre. But Michael Jackson and the song Beat It happened. And I bet you didn't know this, Eddie Van Halen did the solo for free.
Is it true you didn't get paid to be on the Jackson?
I did it as a favor, you know.
So Michael Jackson rings up and says, Eddie, you're the best guitarist in the world. Can you play on my song, Beat It? It's a smash hit around the world. Well, and you get $0.
Well, I didn't ask for anything. It was about 20 minutes out of my life. Quincy had called me up and asked me if I wanted to do it. And to honest God truth, the band's policy was, you know, we don't do things outside of the band at the time. And everybody's out of town, so I had no one to ask. And I swear to God, I figured, who's going to know if I play on this Black Kids record? But the funniest thing of all was I actually rearranged the song. The section they wanted me to solo over, it was just, you know, there's no chord changes underneath it. So I had to rearrange the song, and then Michael came in and I said, oh, I hope you don't mind, I changed your song. And he listens and he goes, no, I really like that high fast stuff you do. And that was it.
You're listening to The Mo Kelly Show and our tribute to the musical legacy of Eddie Van Halen. More on the other side of the news break. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Now to the KFI Newsroom and Claudette Stefanian. KFI AM 640, Mr. Mo Kelly here, and we're paying tribute to the musical legacy of Eddie Van Halen, who passed away this week at the age of 65. It wasn't just what he played, it was how he played, the enthusiasm, the two-hand tapping style, the energy and unbridled joy, not just in the recording, but live on stage. I've been asked, what's my favorite Van Halen song? And it's always been Panama. Not because it's my favorite Eddie Van Halen solo, because it's not. It's because how Eddie both drives a song with a chord-crunching distortion groove, which is as important to the melody as David Lee Roth's vocals, and as important to the bottom as Michael Anthony's bass line. It wasn't as if Eddie Van Halen was only effective at 130 miles an hour in his solos. He oftentimes had the ability to slow down for the turns and modulations of songs, which didn't need the sheer power of his Frankenstrat. I think that's part of the reason that Jump endures to this day. But that's enough from me. Let the music speak for itself. Eddie Van Halen, the greatest ever to do it in rock and maybe ever at all, gone at the age of 65, immortalized through his genius. This is the Mo Kelly Show. You'll be able to find our tribute to Eddie Van Halen on our podcast at KFIAM640.com and on my personal website, MrMoKelly.com. That's MrMoKelly.com. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at MrMoKelly. We'll see you tomorrow. KFIAM640, we're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.